Saturday night at Hy-Vee Arena, it is going down with the beautiful ladies of In Vogue. And on the phone with me right now is Terry, Cindy, and Rona. How are you ladies doing?
We're great. How are you today?
Yeah.
I am excited. I'm just happy to be talking to one of the greatest groups of all time. That just makes me feel good inside.
Aww.
Right here.
Aww.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. So I am definitely excited to have y'all on the phone. Let's talk about this show that's coming up this Saturday night and what else is going on with y'all ladies.
Oh, well, just that after having been, you know, in lockdown for so long, we are finally back out on the road, and we're going to be in Kansas City on Saturday evening.
Yep.
And just very ready to put on a great show, and just interact and connect with our fans again, and just have a great night, just a great night of entertainment and partying and love, spreading the love.
I bet. Yep. It's great to be performing.
Are you gonna
again?
Be there?
Oh, yeah. And I was going to say it's great to be performing
good.
Again, right? And everything that's been happening in the last couple of years.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I was the last show we did, I was telling the audience, yeah, we have a lot of pent-up entertainment energy that we're ready to release.
Of course, ladies, y'all been celebrating pretty much 30 years and more in the industry, just lots of success. What does that mean to you?
Oh my gosh, we're just, you know, we're grateful to recognize the longevity that we have, and we really do not take it for granted because we know it's not easy.
That's right.
You know, a lot of our comrades are no longer working, you know. Mm-hmm. So this is really, really a blessing. We look at it as a blessing.
Yeah, I was going to say, is there a favorite moment within the group? Like, and I can ask each one of you ladies, is there a favorite moment that you love to share with us as far as one thing that you always remember no matter what that you've been a part of with In Vogue?
Ooh, that's,
so many,
yeah,
right?
yeah.
Well, this is Terry speaking. Oh, go ahead, Rona. Go ahead.
No, you
go ahead. For me, it was the first time hearing Hold On played, you know, on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
Our first single. And receiving the Sammy Davis Jr. Award.
Wow.
Yeah, the Soul Train Sammy Davis Jr. Award. And
yeah.
This is Cindy. I think a very memorable time was the very first time we went on tour. We went on tour with MC Hammer and Vanilla Ice. And that was just a great experience for us. We were new to the game, and so that was very big for us to be on tour. You know, we opened, but that was big for us, you know, and for us to be so well received, and everybody treated us so nice, and I think that was a very memorable moment.
Well, you know what? I'm just trying to throw something out there so I could be a part of the pool of things that we're sharing. But I mean, I was going to say overall the sisterhood that I've experienced, and just this being such a significant marker in my career. But I also say our video for Rocket was absolutely incredible, and so that's something that's super memorable for me.
Oh, doubt.
Yeah.
By the way, Runaway Love is my favorite video from y'all. And of course, Hold On, to me, is like the karaoke song, right?
Oh.
Like, at least for my generation.
Yeah.
I mean, if you had karaoke, a talent show, the first thing somebody's going to go up there, they're going to sing Hold On, at least that beginning part, for sure.
Right.
So y'all mean a lot. Y'all mean a lot to the game. And I was trying to educate somebody the other day, which, by the way, who won tickets with our station here, having the Three Jams, to check y'all out this Saturday night. And he said he didn't know much about y'all, but he knew his mom would love it, and I explained to him what y'all meant to the not only just the culture but just music period, and now he's like, I'm gonna be there. I'll be there with my mom to go check y'all out.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, we have to show
we
you
love.
Yeah, we have
we
to show y'all love.
Yeah.
So how does it feel to keep bringing in new people to the name In Vogue? So people are still learning about y'all, which is crazy to say, but yes, there are younger people out there who are still getting to learn about music from back in the 90s and even today.
I was just going to say, it feels incredible. You know, it makes us feel like, oh, we still got our little groove on, you know? Hey!
It's great to be able to look out to the audience and see people of all ages, you know, groove into our music. And, you know, some of the music is, you know, the lyrics to like Free Your Mind.
Yeah.
You know, so many people still resonate with that. And like when we perform that in concert, like everybody's singing along, and it just feels great. But, you know, and it's a little sad at the same time that those lyrics are still so relevant that like you would have thought we would have moved past so much, you know, prejudice and just that mindset and like dang, 28 years later, it's still very relevant. And people still, you know, tell us, oh, I love that song. It means this to me. And, you know, and they just relate it to so much that's going on today. So it's great, but it's bittersweet.
Yeah. All right. So, ladies, before I let you go, anything else coming up here for the rest of 2021 that we can look forward to with Invogue?
Well, more shows.
Yeah, more shows. We're going to be touring all the way until the fall, out on the road, you know, off and on. Mm-hmm. And we are hoping that before the end of the year, we can at least get into the studio and record a few new songs to release. Yeah. Nice. That's really something that we're trying to pull together and make happen.
Well, I hope I'm the first to hear it. Y'all make sure y'all hit me up and let me know when that music come out so we can play it right here on the Playmaker Show and get everybody familiar with En Vogue and the new music that might be coming out here soon. Ladies, where can they follow you on social media? Is just En Vogue when they find y'all on Facebook or Twitter or whatnot?
All our social media is En Vogue Music, I think, except for... which one, Rona?
I think they're all now En Vogue Music.
It's all En Vogue Music.
Okay, Instagram, cool. All of them. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, make sure y'all hit them up. Check them out this Saturday night at Hy-Vee Arena. You can still get your tickets at HyVeeArena.com. Ladies, I appreciate you. Thank you very much. When you get in, get you some barbecue and look forward to hearing y'all sing this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. We're looking forward to being there.
Thank you for the support.